Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jeffrey Finn. I am the producer of the show that we're working on, the vice president here at the Kennedy Center, producing 50 Years of Broadway at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, as you mentioned, it's called 50 Years of Broadway at the Kennedy Center. It will be at the Opera House from on Friday and Saturday, so two nights to see it, 7:30 p.m. start times each time. Tell me, I guess, what was the premise of putting this thing together? You know, I know this year's a big anniversary of the Kennedy Center itself, so this is kind of fitting.
Indeed. So yeah, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary season, and there's no way we could let that go by without celebrating all the Broadway and the great shows that have been here on the stages of the Kennedy Center. So we've put together kind of a spectacular night of celebrating Broadway. And there have been a bunch of shows that have actually been here at the center that have been on our stages before they've gone to Broadway, specifically shows like Annie, Pippin, Les Mis, all were at the Kennedy Center before they even got to a Broadway stage. So we will be highlighting some of those shows and then celebrating other shows that have been here, just, you know, iconic shows that have all the hits that everybody loves to hear.
Well, real quick, you mentioned something really cool that a lot of our listeners might not have even remembered, and unpack that a little bit. Remind us some of those shows that you said started at the Kennedy Center sort of as a test run before they even made it to Broadway and became famous.
Yeah, absolutely. In the 70s, the show Pippin was one of the first shows that was a pre-Broadway engagement here. And then Annie, which is obviously the family favorite, that was here at the center before it transferred to Broadway and became the big hit that it is. And possibly most iconic is Les Mis, which first premiered in London, but then came to the Kennedy Center in 1986, in December of 86, and played here for several weeks before the show then opened in March of 87 on Broadway.
That's really cool. So we'll have songs, performances of all of those shows you mentioned, and which other ones? So there's a bunch that did the inverse where they became famous on Broadway, but you guys are going to perform them as well. So what are some of the other shows that we're going to hear from?
We've got a great list of shows. I mean, it's the list includes Annie, Cabaret, Chess, City of Angels, Company, Crazy for You, Follies, Funny Girl, Guys and Dolls, Gypsy, Les Mis, Little Shop of Horrors, Merrily We Roll Along, My Fair Lady, Phantom, Pippin, Ragtime, Sophisticated Ladies, Sunny in the Park with George, West Side Story, and Wicked. So all of those shows will be celebrated.
Wow, that's really, really cool. You just dropped a lot of titles on me, but so we won't make you list them all, but name a song or two or three or four that we might hear. A specific song, like some of the big Broadway show tune hits that we're going to hear.
Well, some of the fun stuff is that we actually have original performers. So with Les Miserables, for example, Francis Raffel, who played Eponine in the original Les Mis, and won a Tony Award for that role, will be back here on the Opera House stage recreating the famous song On My Own that from Les Mis. So that's, you know, one exciting moment in the show. Another one is that Stephanie J. Block, who's a Tony Award winner on Broadway, created the role of Elphaba in the national tour of Wicked, and she'll be singing Defying Gravity. So those are a couple of examples of, you know, of iconic stars doing roles that they've done here before, but have really been made special and are huge to Broadway fans.
Yeah, thanks for some of those specific examples. That'll be really cool to see those exact performers that made it famous either on Broadway or on the national tour, to see them do those same songs again. Rattle off some of the other big names that are going to be, you know, showing up to, you know, you pay tribute to Broadway here at the Kennedy Center. I know we have a very special former genie a Tony winner that's going to host this whole thing.
We do. One of the most energetic guys on Broadway, James Monroe Iglehart. He was the original genie in Aladdin on Broadway, won a Tony Award for the role. And he is going to be the host of the evening. And he's got more energy than I think I've ever seen in one person. And he's going to be a great host for the evening and open up the night performing also a number from Pippin and being involved with the rest of the show. We have Norm Lewis, who was one of the Phantoms on Broadway and many other shows, also in Les Mis. Sierra Boggess, also from Phantom. Vanessa Williams, Andrew Rannells, he's a Tony winner. He was the original in Book of Mormon. There's just a huge group. Chris Jackson is someone else who was the original George Washington in Hamilton. He was also in The Heights on Broadway. LaShans, who's another Broadway favorite. I mean, we got some incredible performers coming through here. And most everybody's a Tony nominee or a Tony Award winner. It's just, it's a group that really I'm thrilled to have put together, and a group that will possibly never all be seen together again on stage. So it's a really once in a lifetime moment.
Wow, that's quite the lineup there. Now, what will it be, you know, sort of stripped down, coming out under like a spotlight and a microphone kind of singing, or are they going to be, you know, in their costumes with lavish musical numbers and sets behind them? Or what can we sort of expect visually, I guess?
Good question. So visually, we've got a 40-piece symphony on stage. So we have quite a setup on stage in terms of highlighting the musicians, and the musicians are all from the Kennedy Center Opera House Orchestra. So we're thrilled to have them playing. There's an enormous projections design. So there'll be a lot of projections that are evocative of the shows and of the moments that they're performing. They will not be in costumes directly from the shows, because I think, you know, we don't want to make anybody who's singing a song from Lion King, you know, look silly by walking out dressed as, you know, someone from Lion King. But there's an elegant feel to the night. People will be in black tie, cocktail dresses, just a really kind of classy way to present this incredible material. And there'll be solos, duets, and then we also have a dance ensemble. So dancing and performing and singing as well. Also, perhaps, of great importance is that we unfortunately lost the great Stephen Sondheim this past year, who's so iconic for so many of his shows on Broadway. And we will be doing a special tribute to Stephen Sondheim in the show and celebrating so many of the shows that he wrote.
Oh, so is it going to be like, I guess, like a medley of all of his, like, too many to list famous musicals?
Exactly. West Side Story, Sunny in the Park with George, Company, which is currently on Broadway, Gypsy. I mean, many of the shows that he was involved with, which are so iconic. So, yes, it won't be a medley specifically, because there'll be individual songs that performers will be singing, but there'll be a big tribute to him. And many years ago, the Sondheim Festival took place here, where many different Sondheim shows ran in rep in the Eisenhower Theater, I believe back in 2002. And we'll have some special recognition and a throwback to that, which was a great time here at the Kennedy Center.
Very cool. Well, you know, I guess before we run, talk up the your venue itself, you know, of all the places you can go in town, or heck, even going and seeing these on Broadway is a completely different vibe in those theaters up there. But why is coming to see these iconic shows at the Kennedy Center such a special place to come see a night of musical theater?
I think that's a great question. I mean, I think for anybody that's been here, they connect with how unbelievably important this building and how beautiful this building truly is. It's our nation's cultural arts center, and the building is also a memorial to JFK. So to that end, it's a really special place to see a show. Many people are most familiar with the Opera House by watching Kennedy Center Honors at home, and that's where the honors each year is filmed. And we have many Broadway shows that are always touring through there. But there are about 9 different theaters in this building, and it's a really special place. And I always appreciate the fact that when people come here, they often feel like they need to dress up and they look great, and they know that they're there for a really special show. And what's important to me about the Kennedy Center is that I feel like we really do present and offer our audiences the very best quality and most, you know, important art that can be seen on stage. And we welcome everybody here. So we'd love to, you know, make sure that everybody comes and sees shows that they like. Beyond Broadway, there are many different genres of, you know, opera, jazz, dance, ballet, you know, and other shows that are always taking place here. We do upwards of 2,000 shows a year. So it's quite busy.
Wow. Yeah. And then I guess in closing, In addition to all these classic, iconic Broadway shows that you're featuring in this program, you know, the 50 Years of Broadway program, the work will continue as the, you know, as the year goes on at the Kennedy Center. Can you tease or plug any of the upcoming musicals?
No, so coming up this spring, even in the short term, we just had here the two Broadway hits, Ain't Too Proud, which is the music of the Temptations, and Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical. Those two just came through the building here. We get the best of the best of the Broadway tours. So coming up next is the tour of Jesus Christ Superstar in February and March, and then Mean Girls will be coming here. We'll have the return of Hamilton this summer, so looking forward to having that back in the building, and obviously a huge popular favorite. In terms of plays, we've got To Kill a Mockingbird from Broadway coming up. And then in just a few weeks, in about early April, I'll be announcing the 22-23 season of all the Broadway hits that will be coming here. So stay tuned for that.
Sounds great. Well, again, everyone, come check out at the Kennedy Center this weekend. It's called 50 Years of Broadway at the Kennedy Center. It'll be two nights, Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 7:30. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Amazing, Jason. Thank you. Great to chat.